In the world of radio shock jocks, the biggest are Opie and Anthony.
These people say shocking things that border on offensive in order to entertain their audience.
I refuse to sit here and think that radio has to be nice. Why? Why does radio, out of any other medium, have to be nice? We are being now held to a standard where we have to be nice and make people feel good. Go screw!
Radio Bad Boys, Opie and Anthony.
Controversial radio personalities, Opie and Anthony.
Infamous DJs, Opie and Anthony.
Talk show radio hosts, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Radio shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
Shock jocks, Opie and Anthony.
You know, I don't like Trent Reznor because years ago I dated a girl named Liz who had a thing for him, and she goes, you know, he's bisexual. And she said she masturbated thinking about me and him fucking.
Bobby, look up! Fuck you, Hulk! Look up! To everybody know, Hulk Hogan, go fuck yourself! You can't even suck my tennis cock!
Give it. The Opie and Anthony radio show, the most popular show in the history of satellite radio.
But enough of this palaver! Let's get the show on the road!
I'm just fucking off in the hallways. I didn't know we were starting.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, bam.
Holy crap, I mistimed that thing.
It's showtime.
I'm having a little chit-chat with Jim Norton in the hall.
Yeah, well,
I think we
had a little water cooler.
I think we had a little water cooler talk.
Did you have water cooler talk?
We're like,
was it fun?
Well, I was going to the bathroom. He was coming out of it, which...
Of course.
Sucks.
Was he wiping his mouth?
I'm right here, Ed.
We kind of like being in the bathroom at the same time. Mm. And he goes, hey, I was just thinking about you. And I go, why?
Oh, I was cocking his hand.
Like, thanks.
I was. As I walked out, I was like, Hope goes away all the week. Wait, I wonder if he went away. I just don't know why I was thinking that. Like, yeah. Your mind just rambles a little bit.
It's not that I go away. I don't like living in New York City.
but you live here.
It's very convenient for what we do. And I make the best of it, but I hate living in New York City. It's a fact. I mean, people...
During the week, it's the grind of working and everything like that, but the weekends, you want to get the fuck out of New York. New York City's not a fun place to be on the weekends.
No.
Really...
And yeah, it's one of these... I think most cities are like this. Everyone wants to get out and go do stuff.
Yeah, because other people are coming in.
Right.
Suburbia is coming in to party at some of the places, and you're just like, get me the fuck out of here.
No, and I mean, I live in a building. I live way up in the sky. I've been there 2 years.
Ooh, sounds magic.
I know, it does, right? It sounds magical.
Magical.
You live in the clouds, man.
You live in Cloud City.
And I've been there 2 years. I don't know a soul. I nod to people. Mm. I try.